Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Couple things we want to remind you. You can always listen to this show like streaming or old shows all in the same place.
The Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
We haven't done this in forever.
It's been a hot minute.
It's time for... Drunk or kid?
Drunk or kid?
So if you don't know what this is, you tell us about the stupid thing you did. We guess if you were drunk or a kid. Mm-hmm. My example every time is you grab your skateboard, go up on the roof because it's sloped, and you ride it down.
Yeah.
And then you realize gravity works, and you go flying off the roof, and you go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That either happened when you were young, or you were just... hammered
or having a midlife crisis, because I've been close. I've been eyeing the roof.
Yes, you.
I've been on my skateboard. I'm thinking I could do it.
So the way this is going to work, the way that I'm seeing it, it's probably going to end up being me against Aaron when the actual competition happens, because you'll know the answers
from
the callers.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, let's do a three-way competition. Aaron's pulled some headlines. Well, I guess you already
just
know.
You two,
now
yeah.
It's just me against you in the prelim round. Oh, wow.
Then Slacker versus T-Hack.
Yeah, no, I'm going to... So I can win this twice then.
Or none.
Okay, so while you're... okay, go ahead. Give us one.
All right. Was at a festival. Had to go number two. No bathrooms close. Went inside a sheltered part of a play structure in a park that was built on a sandbox. Went number two in the sand, buried it like a cat, and went back to the festivities.
Okay, you see what she's doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Festival.
Festival, yeah, that makes me think drunk right away.
But then there's a kids area, so it's kind of festival that has.
Yeah, also festival can be vague. Am I going first? Who's
okay. Oh,
I'm guiding you with my manipulative skills. I've given you all you need to do to make the wrong decision.
I think the answer is drunk because a kid wouldn't cover it up. I think that's the secret.
Interesting.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I think
so
a kid
you're going
would just...
drunk.
Yeah, I mean, if kids are covering it up, then my kids need to learn something. Have some pride.
I think it probably is drunk, but I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to let you have this one, so I'll say kid.
Well, it looks like Leo and Hazel need to learn to where to get pride because they were a kid.
They were a kid and they knew to cover it up. So it's a camper kid. It's a kid whose parents camp or something.
No, I don't know. It was Canada Day is what they said. They had Canada Day festivities in their small town.
Is Canada Day like our 4th of July?
I don't know. I'm guessing
there's
like a lot of maple syrup.
Do you not want to be asked any qualifying questions during the drunk or kid?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think she just has that sentence. I don't think she has any more background.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah.
Well, you found the story. You didn't read the whole story.
The whole story.
Okay. We got a couple more of these riveting headlines from the always friendly Aaron. Gulp. But right now, this is when we want you to start calling in. Tell us the stupid thing you did, and we will guess if you were drunk or a kid. 303-222-5423.
Okay.
It's one to nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Obeying store rules, wore a shirt and shoes into a subway. Did not wear pants. According to the sign, they were not on the list of required clothes.
I get to go first, okay. So I'm going to smoke you on this one. That is obviously a drunk person, and here's why. They wouldn't even boot you out if you were a kid. They'd just be like, that's cute. You're fine.
It's exactly what I was thinking. You could have a...
I'm going to go ahead and just write... Should I write my point now? Here's the thing, though, Tiak. In the spirit of the game, you know that you too can say drunk.
I can guess the same thing.
Yeah, and then it would be 2-1 as opposed to 2-0.
Okay.
So, but I am choosing the correct answer, which is drunk.
I agree with you. The correct answer is drunk. I'll go drunk too.
Okay.
We'll double down.
They were a kid.
That's what I said, right?
No.
Didn't I say?
No.
I said that.
But was the kid hammered?
No.
Are you positive? What?
The kid can't
read. He got in trouble for being
the sign. They said technically a teen. That's all the info I have.
Teen drinking. I don't know.
Aaron.
Teen drinking is very bad.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, when people call in with their drunk or kid stories, then we ask them a couple qualifiers, like, whoa, what happened with the horse? Right?
Mm.
And then they can tell us. So, like, in the future, maybe you could have the rest of the information.
Again, why did I double down? What an idiot.
So that's 1-0.
Do we have
still.
Time for one more?
Yeah, we have time.
I'm losing my shirt here.
Got lost in the dark in my fairly small home's basement for 2 hours. Sat down and cried because I thought I was going to die there.
Oh, it's so obvious what she wants us to think. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious what she wants us to think.
For the first time in my life, I'm not going to overthink it.
Wow.
I'm going to go kid.
Huh.
The crying, the getting lost.
Because she's guiding us, dude.
I mean, it's their house. Like, how drunk do you have to be to get lost in your house? That was a small,
so
right?
You're going kid.
Yeah, small home's basement.
I'll go kid. I'm going kid. Yep. Final answer. This one's
worth
three.
So you locked it in.
Yep.
So this is either going to be me smoking you 2-0 or a 1-1 tie. So I can't lose. Like, physically right now, no matter what, you'll never
so
be
So what are you
than
picking?
Me.
Unless this one's worth double.
Oh my gosh, this just in.
I didn't hear the daily double signal. I don't, that's not what it sounds like.
I'm drunk. I don't know.
The best thing is, it's just not happening. So
I mean, what do
I'm
you
either
think?
Winning or.
Oh,
that's not fair. Who did that? Who did that? We can't do that.
That's a good impression, Aaron. That was better.
Thank you.
So it will either be 2-1 TAC, but do you know that if I just choose the same thing as him, we could both be right and it would be 3-2.
Oh,
diabolical.
That is.
I'm going to let you have a chance to beat me on paper.
Okay.
I will say they were a kid. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll take drunk just to give you.
Ooh.
It is the Slacker Show. They were drunk.
Yes! Suck it!
Oh, wow. 100-0.
How did you get...
They said that they were 32.
Okay.
And they were drunk in their own
2 basement. 2 hours and then sat down
and cried. Yeah, okay. The emotional part I get. Okay. All right, well, if you have a story of something stupid you did, injury or crying in a basement, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are playing a rousing round of drunk or kid.
Drunk or kid!
Earlier, if you were listening, I smoked T-Hack 3-0.
Yeah, I thought it was like 100-0. That last one was worth a gazillion.
It was only worth 2, but it's fine. Okay. It's what daily double means.
Okay. I don't do math very well.
clearly. So we're doing Aaron versus I.
Yeah.
Who's going first, T-Hack, as the moderator here?
Oh, let's do Aaron.
Okay. You think somehow that gives her an advantage?
I'm nervous.
Antonio?
Yai.
Drunk or kid, what happened? Give us your headline.
Well, I was putting lighter fluid in a wood-burning stove, and I burnt my eyebrows off.
Lighter fluid in
drunk.
A wood-burning
stove. Drunk, 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 drunk.
So
drunk.
Here's, Here's the deal. Aaron's just jumping in with 2 feet.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm explaining where I'm at.
Oh. So lighter fluid in a wood-burning stove, you're going drunk then.
Yeah, I think so.
It feels, I think, because Antonio is a frequent flyer here on the show.
We love Antonio.
So I feel like she's responsible. So I think this... Oh. Like, this was a hard lesson learned.
I don't know if I've ever seen a wood-burning stove.
Yeah, that's why it was so long ago. It was back in the... She was on one of those Taylor Sheridan shows.
You complimented her, and now you're digging.
I'm going to say kid. What were you?
I was a kid. I was like 8 years old, and I was putting lighter fluid in my grandfather's wood-burning stove in the garage, and it burnt my eyebrows off, and I tried to hide it up and put... Vaseline on my eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh, no. So they're back now, or are they still kind of weird?
Well, they're back.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. Glad to hear it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. All right. Well, looks like I've defeated Aaron.
We're not done
Just
yet.
Get a look at the traffic.
We're not done yet.
There's a few more.
Oh, okay. Julie?
Hi.
Junker Kid, give us your headline. What happened?
I was setting off bottle rockets and something went in my eye and I turned to like run to the house to get it out and I ran into the back of a parked car and broke my nose.
Oh boy. Mm. That's a lot.
I'm going first, so relax.
Know. Okay, sorry.
And besides, you were just gonna start screaming your answer. You're just like drunk.
I wanted to ask a question. Which one are the bottle rockets?
The ones that go.
Okay, thank you. Feel like that's important.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, let me try it again. No, hold on.
He has a failure to launch on that one.
Yeah, Tucker has that problem.
The hitting the back of the car. But see, you were like, I want to go drunk. It's 4th of July. But you had something in your eye and maybe that's why you hit the car. But I don't know if you have enough momentum to break your own nose as a kid. I'm going to take drunk on this one. I'm taking drunk. And now again,
Am I allowed to agree?
You're allowed to agree, but no points will be gained. It's a risk-reward thing. But yeah. I could either go up 2-0 or I could be 2-1 here. But it's definitely drunk is the answer.
I will say drunk.
So 2 drunks on this one.
Mm.
Julie, were you drunk or a kid?
I was a child. And the best part is that my mother, to this day, will look at me and say, I should have taken you to the doctor after you did that.
You didn't go to the doctor?
No. When you're a kid,
you
just kind of... It's a broken nose.
No, you just go... You just put your hands together. Oh. You rub them together like Mr. Miyagi, get them real warm, and go...
Oh, my gosh.
So my parents did it. Thank you. Ben? Ben?
Yep, this is him.
It's Drunker Kid. Give us your headline. We'll. Can I guess what you are now?
A little bit. I'm just kidding. But no, I was at a family friend's house down the street that lived in an apartment downtown, and I needed to use the restroom, so I thought it would be a good idea at night to go off the back of the building. Unfortunately, somebody walked right underneath it, and he wasn't too happy about it.
Okay, so he's peeing on a balcony and peed on a stranger below. Yeah.
You got the one guy who wouldn't be happy about it. What are the odds?
What? You're right. He did sell that weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't like it.
I'm going to say drunk. I'm going to say drunk again.
Now, see, the strategy of me says I'm just going to do what you do, so then I keep my lead.
Oh. Okay.
This is the game theory.
I'm tying game theory in it up.
This.
But, so you took drunk?
Yeah.
Just now? I'm going to take kid, but I'm going to explain to you why I think it's drunk.
Okay.
Tiak has so much obsessive compulsive disorder that he would never put 2 kids in a row.
I think he would. I don't think he'd do 3.
Do I even remember what they are?
So you're taking drunk. I'll take kid. Zach, were you drunk or a kid?
Drunk.
Woo! Made it to the scoreboard.
right. Better than me.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben, for the call, man. Thanks for weakening a country today. Did I call him Zach at the end there? I think I started calling him the wrong name.
Yeah.
Because Zach is up now.
Zach now.
Zach.
Yay.
Yay. You will be the deciding person on Drunk or Kid. So give us your headline.
Yeah, so I got a police escort from Waterworld, and I was drunk.
There's the decision.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.